The Poo 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 Podcast. This story happened a long time ago and very recently. It's called Wee. He would usually attack when I leaned over to wash dishes in our deep steel sink. The sudden sharp pain in the back of my thigh. I'd whirl around. "Aye, Johnny!" Sometimes his teeth would still be caught in my black dress. "Okay, no more do." He spoke pretty well for a 2-year-old. Every single one of my dresses had holes. Some had holes an inch apart, one higher than the other, from when he'd had a growth spurt. Johnny's twin sister, Charlie, didn't have that same urge to sink those serrated toddler teeth into me in the name of love. She pinched. Her tiny fingers would find the little hairs on our arms and pull. Her daddy was the number one target of this peculiar form of adoration. My husband would pick her up and within a few minutes, "Yow!" Not even the dogs were this dangerous, and one was a Pomeranian. We tried to teach the twins about, you know, giving nice huggies or sweet kisses, but I guess their need to express themselves was more primal. One Saturday morning, I was leaning over the deep sink, and my husband was at his computer, and we both must have been lost in our own worlds, because we didn't hear them wake up from their morning naps. We didn't hear Charlie climb out of her crib, pad over to Johnny's crib, climb up, unzip him out of his special Houdini tent with the zipper on the outside of the tent so he couldn't escape, the one we ordered and couldn't sleep until it came on Amazon Prime 2 blessed days later because he was climbing out of his crib in the middle of the night and strolling the house. And he had just learned how to unlock the front door. We didn't hear them come downstairs. Then we heard a nearby shuffle. And braced. Twins Johnny and Charlie were standing at the entrance of the kitchen, holding hands. They looked up at us and with perfect diction and emphasis said, "We want to go to Dunkin' Donuts." They had actually conspired. We didn't even know they talked to each other. But now we knew. It was them against us. And my husband and I were doomed. This story, true, is the essay I entered for the Irma Bombeck contest. You might not know Irma Bombeck, but when I was a young girl, the entire country was in love with her. She was a humorist. Her column appeared in 900 newspapers. She was featured on Good Morning America 2 times a week. She wrote about family and marriage and housewifey things. She spoke for women, and she spoke up for women. I can still quote from some of her books. So the University of Dayton, Ohio, where Irma Bombeck grew up, has a whole center devoted to her, and they ran the Irma Bombeck contest. First prize was a weekend in Dayton, Ohio, which I did not win. I did not win second prize either. 2 weekends in Dayton, Ohio. Old joke. But having read some winning entries from years past, I see that my humor, even about my twins, is not Ohio style. But that's okay, because somewhere deep inside that young girl that I was, something was planted by a beloved housewife in Ohio that grew inside me that said, "Right, girl, right." And so I write. Thank you, Irma Bombeck, and congratulations to the winners.